Hi, I'm Nancy Potok, and you're listening to Show Us the Data. Today, our guest is Dr. Chen Zhen. Dr. Zhen is Georgia Athletic Association Professor in Food Choice, Obesity, and Health at the University of Georgia. Our machine learning tool has identified Dr. Zhen as a top researcher using retail scanner data made available by the Economic Research Service at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Welcome, Dr. Zhen.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Zhen, you've done a lot of work with retail scanner data, including constructing scanner database panel price indexes, and that's led to some very important findings. Tell us what was exciting to you about this data. What was the real-world effect of your research?
So as economists, we know that when prices go up, consumers will substitute to cheaper varieties, to discount stores, or buy larger packages. In our 2019 study, we found that consumers are actually very nimble in adapting to inflation. So average difference between a CPI and the index accounting for consumer substitution is about 3% points. So this may sound small, but in context of inflation, it's a very meaningful difference. Just last week, the government reported that the January CPI was 7.5% higher than it was a year ago. So we could be looking at a 4.5% inflation if we account for consumer substitution. Of course, we only look at non-alcoholic beverages using older data, so we should be cautious in extrapolating our result to the current situation. But economists generally agree that consumers have considerable leeway to mitigate the impact of inflation.
Yeah, that scanner data is really helpful. Can you elaborate a little bit more on how your work makes a difference for the American public?
In addition to price indices and inflation, I also spend a lot of time trying to understand consumer demand for nutrition and how that demand responds to food price changes. For example, today there are 7 U.S. cities that tax sugar sweetened beverages at a rate of 1 penny per ounce or higher. What people may not realize, it took 7 years when a soda tax was first proposed and when Berkeley, California became the first city to tax soda in 2015. What happened in the interim was a great deal of debate about the potential cost and benefits of taxing soda. With no real-world soda taxes to inform the debate at the time, researchers turned to scanner data to understand how consumer soda demand responded to prices. This information is then used to predict what would happen to consumption, tax revenue, and obesity. In fact, nearly all studies up to 2015 relied on scanner data.
That's really interesting. Based on your hands-on experience, what would be helpful for other researchers to know about these data?
Yeah, this is a good question. So for beginners, my younger self included, it is easy to be awed by the richness of scanner data, but it's also important not to lose sight of the research and policy question. As awesome as scanner data is, it is just a tool. Sometimes it's useful tool, other times it's not. So there are goods that scanner data does not track well. For example, we know that we don't have very good coverage of sales at convenience stores and gas stations. So for items that are consumed on the go, they are less likely to be captured in scanner data. So this includes most tobacco products like cigarettes and electronic cigarettes. So whenever you have a researcher embarking on a topic that could potentially involve scanner data, it's very important to learn how these data are collected and think really hard about whether it's the best data source for the intended research.
Those are valuable insights. Are there other data sets that you've linked to or think would be helpful to access or link to the scanner data? Or perhaps there's something you'd like to see improved about these data sets?
So in the last probably 6 or 7 years, the word big data has become really a buzzword in both academics and businesses. So people don't realize is that scanner data is really the grandfather of all big data as we know it. It has been existing for over 40 years. As rich as scanner data is, it does not have all the information required for many research topics. For our research, we often have to link scanner data with outside data sets, such as nutrition facts label data. These are the labels that you see in the back or the side of the food packages that provide the basic nutrition data, such as calories, sodium, and added sugar. A more difficult linkage we are attempting as part of the Coleridge competition is to link the 500,000 food code with a few thousand USDA food code. The USDA food code has information not found on product packages, such as amount of whole grains, dark green vegetables. This information is necessary to evaluate the overall healthfulness of the purchases. It is an order of magnitude more difficult than the nutrition facts label linkage because this is a many-to-one match. So it becomes very tricky to define what the best match is for each barcode. So for this one, I'm assisting a team of world-class artificial intelligence and natural language processing experts to try to be successful.
That's very exciting. I can't wait to see how this turns out. Thanks so much for taking the time from your research at the University of Georgia to share these valuable insights with us, Dr. Jen. Check out the show notes for more information and relevant links. Until next time, this is Nancy Potok with Show Us the Data.